Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, June 22, 2009. The Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows legislative candidates and outside special interest groups spent a record $20 million in last November's elections. The candidates spent $13 million, a record, and the outside special interests, a record $7.1 million. In addition, there were a greater number of expensive legislative races than in the past, and several record spending marks were set by individual candidates. With us is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe to talk about the report and what some of these numbers mean. First off, Mike, $20 million spent on legislative races in 2008. The old record was about $16.5 million in 2004, but less than that was spent in between in 2006. In 2002, more than $10 million was spent, but in 2013, $13 million. Why does legislative spending on elections seem to go up and down with regularity every 2 years?
Well, the overall arc of fundraising and spending is obviously going up and steadily up. But every 2 years there are legislative elections, but every 4 years there are also races for governor and attorney general. And when there are races for governor and attorney general, that certainly dampens the amount of money that gets poured into legislative races. When the focus is purely on the legislature and there's nobody running for governor, there's nobody running for attorney general, then you see the real spikes in fundraising and spending for those state legislative offices. So the bottom line is that those interests that want to influence what happens at the state capitol in 2008 were able to focus on the legislature specifically. In 2006, they needed to also try to influence the outcome of elections for governor and attorney general. So really, 2008 should be compared to 2004. 2006 should be compared to 2002, because those are comparable years. When you compare it on that basis, again, the overall arc is headed steadily up.
The word record comes up quite a bit in this report. Highest spending ever by all legislative committees, highest spending by outside groups on legislative races, highest spending by two candidates in a single race, and even individual. Lots of new records set all in 2008. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, it just goes to show the escalation of the campaign arms race. Unless we get significant reforms passed that create enforceable spending limits. And the only way you can do that, that the courts have been able to bless, is if you have a system of public financing of election campaigns. Unless we get that public financing and the spending limits that comes along with it, I think you're just going to see a continuing escalation of the arms race. Interest groups want to have control over what happens at the Capitol. That means they're pouring ever larger sums into state legislative races for governor. And when one side breaks a spending record, then the other side feels like it needs to up the ante. And whenever you're in an arms race, there's a logic that really defies the imagination, and it's sort of a logic that is really unique to these kinds of arms races. I don't see any end to it unless we get significant reform. I think in 2010 you'll probably see even more spent, although there will be a race for governor, and so the huge sums of money will be spent there. You look at the last race for governor, $32 million was spent. The one before that, it was $23.5 million. The one before that, it was $8 million. So you can see just this explosion of spending on those races as well. And what we found on legislative races shows that the same thing is at work when it comes to Assembly and Senate.
Let's talk a minute about spending by winners and losers. Those who spent the most tend to win most of the time. The Democracy campaign has seen that in the past. But then there's those who spend a lot but don't win. A candidate named Dan Cole, a Democrat in the Assembly 22nd, spent more than $300,000, set the new Assembly candidate spending record for an individual. And Sheldon Wasserman, a Democrat who was running against a Republican, an incumbent Republican senator, spent more than $700,000. The senator spent roughly $480,000. What do you make of that? Both of those guys lost, yet they spent the most.
Well, in the Wasserman race against Alberta Darling, both candidates, broke the all-time record for fundraising and spending by a Senate candidate. So it's not as if Darling didn't have a lot of money at her disposal. She broke the previous record. But, you know, Wasserman spent even more and still lost. In the situation with Dan Cole, you know, that's the second time we've seen a record set in a legislative race by somebody who didn't even make it out of the primary. The previous record for fundraising was set by a fellow named Alex Paul, who ran in the Stevens Point area for state senate, was up against an incumbent state senator and lost in the primary, spending well over $400,000, most of it his own money. I think when you look at situations like Alex Paul and Dan Cole, I think that shows that all the money in the world can't save an inferior candidate. If you're a weak candidate, if you don't have the ability to reach voters with a resounding and convincing message, you're still not going to win, and all the money in the world is not going to get you over the hump. But they are clearly exceptions to the rule. If you look at our report, what it shows is that in the vast majority of cases, the people who win are the people who've spent the most money. And there are exceptions to that rule, notable exceptions to that rule, but boy, are they rare exceptions.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. In addition to information about how much any and all of the legislative candidates and outside special interest groups spent in the 2008 elections, check out our June 22nd release as well as our Hijacking Campaign 2008 website feature on the races. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.